You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Hey, folks, this is Carrie Oberbrunner of the Igniting Souls podcast, and I have with me here today a very special guest. In fact, I've been following his journey the past year. I've been blown away. In fact, just a few weeks ago, I saw him post a one-year anniversary picture, and I'm telling you, I have never seen the type of response on Facebook that I saw. There were hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people who commented about his recent transformation. I have with me today none other than the amazing Cliff Ravenscraft. And talk with us, my friend, about the last year of your life.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much, my friend. I'm so happy to be here. And, you know, 1 year ago, I made the decision to start living fully alive, as my friend Ken Davis would say, and making a decision to become all that God's created me to be in all areas of my life. And one area that had been lacking for so many years for me has been a focus on my health and fitness.
Mm. Wow. And, you know, I think you would agree with me that that's the one everybody sees, right? I mean, when you post a picture a year later with this incredible transformation physically, that's the one everyone focuses on. But as we were chatting a little while ago, you shared with me that the transformation even goes bigger than that.
It does. I'd love to start with, you know, what was going on prior to the transformation, because what I found is that a lot of people were looking to me and they were looking up to me, if you will. Mm. Many people putting me on a pedestal and saying, Cliff, I am so blown away by all the success that you have, and can I get some of your time? I'd like to buy you coffee, or I'd like to hire you for some one-on-one coaching and consulting and all these other things. And it had more to do with other areas of success. And that was mainly in the area of leaving my career in insurance after 11 years and pursuing my passion for podcasting full time, when really nobody out there in the world was known as a full-time podcaster or making money from podcasting. And I made a decision to pursue that love, that passion full time, and turned it into a career that has generated a significant amount of income and has developed quite an online following, where over 1.5 million people in the world today, if you said the word podcasting and had that conversation about podcasting, there's 1.5 million people in the world who would probably introduce my name into that conversation, which is pretty mind-blowing.
Wow.
So here I am, you know, this guy who is consistently being talked about, and all these people see me as this massive success. They're asking me to come and speak at their conferences. And this all sounds wonderful. You think that life would be grand, right? And what happened was, you know, I got kind of caught up and excited about all the excitement that people had about what was going on in my own journey. And one day I made a decision that I wanted to become a paid public speaker. I'd been going to some of these conferences where anybody can sign up to speak. And as long as you can talk, you've got right. The job, my friend. And I was doing a couple of those, but I decided, you know what? I want to get out and share my message, this message of finding work that you love and getting your message out into the world through a podcast. I want to get out there and do this professionally. And I want to actually become as a paid public speaker. And not only that, but my goal was to become a keynote speaker for conferences.
Wow.
And so I put that out there. All of this stuff comes true. But here's what I can tell you what started this was the fact that I have all this success in putting hours and hours and hours. And we're talking maybe, you know, 30,000 hours built into this business over the last 10 years.
Wow.
We're talking a successful online community and all these different things. But I get up on stage and I'm this guy who is 270 pounds and I'm only 5'7". So I get up on stage and I can only imagine what other people are thinking about me. Mm. Because I know when I look in the mirror, or if I watch a video recording of a talk that I give, I know what I'm thinking about myself. Now, the reality is that I would go to these places and I would speak. And from the stage, I would have people tell me, Cliff, oh my gosh, your story is so inspiring. I want to learn how to do what you've done. Can you help me? And stuff like that. But Carrie, I got to be honest with you. There are some times when I see people up on a stage and everybody talks about how great they are and all these other things. When I see somebody who is, I mean, we're not talking overweight. We're talking like severely obese. Mm. And that's how I would categorize myself. Severely obese, and in such a way that a year ago, I didn't go to the doctor to get diagnosed, but I'm pretty sure that I if I did, I would have been told that I have, you know, the type 2 diabetes that is onset from being overweight and, you know, just unhealthy, poor diet, everything else. Mm. And I was having chest pains and started to have numbness in feet and limbs, and just it was crazy.
Gee.
And I'm like, how is it that people are so excited about me when I think about it, I feel like such a failure. I feel like a miserable failure at living up to the life that I think that I should be living.
Totally. So you mentioned even that we were at a conference together in Colorado. And you mentioned that the restroom was downstairs. And just walk us through, maybe I'm putting you on the spot, but talk us through even something as simple as going to the restroom down a flight of stairs at a conference.
Well, if it were here in my hometown in Northern Kentucky, wouldn't have been that big of a deal. I would have taken it pretty slow and walked up. But we were in Colorado. I think we were just south of Vail, Colorado. I don't know what the elevation is there, but we were up pretty high in the mountains. And of course, they talk about elevation sickness. It didn't help that I was severely overweight on top of all the elevation stuff. And so, yeah, we were in the conference center and the restrooms were downstairs. And I had to walk upstairs after using the restroom. And by the time I got up to the main conference level, my heart was beating out of my chest.
Yeah, that's a big health concern. And talk to us then. You had the awareness, you woke up to the fact that you weren't fully alive, and talk to us, Cliff, about what happened next.
So, I had been approached by a friend of mine who actually is a friend now. I didn't know him then, but he reached out to me and says, Cliff, you know, my name's Glenn Johnson and I'm a certified nutritionist. He's got a bunch of other designations to his name. And he goes, I've worked with people in health and fitness for years, and I would love to personally coach you one-on-one and help you obtain the health goals that you have. Because he had heard me talking about, you know, my goals and what I desired for my life physically in a Pursuing a Balanced Life podcast that I produce. And I sat there and I told him, I said, well, you know what? Honestly, I'm not in a place right now where I'm ready to pursue this. There's some things mentally, I've just got some blocks, and I've, you know, tried to lose weight in the past. I was successful at losing a lot of weight, but I gained it all back. And recently, as a listener of my podcast, you know that I've struggled with going for something and then maybe having success for anywhere between 2 to 6 weeks, maybe even as much as 2 months. And then I basically fall off the wagon and I'm back to 14, 18 hour work days and forgetting all about my health and fitness. And I said, Glenn, and honestly, I don't know who you are. I'm sure you're a nice guy. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask you to please allow me to contact you if I feel like I want to pursue this rather than having you follow up with me. And I'll honestly pray about whether or not maybe you're the person that might be the person who can help me. And this was before I saw you in Colorado. Okay. And of course, then we got to Colorado, and the fact that we were so high up in that elevation, it exaggerated the effects of my being out of health or out of physical fitness in such a way that, I mean, it literally my heart pounding out of my chest. It almost feels like you're about ready to have a heart attack. You walk up those steps when you were in my physical condition. And I knew that I needed to do something. So I came back and I'm sitting there and I literally am praying, God, Is Glenn Johnson the guy that I should be working with? Is there somebody I should be working with? What is it that you want from me? And I feel like I need something. And I'm just going to trust you to lay on my heart the right person or the right situation, and we'll take it from there. I prayed that prayer for a couple weeks, and I was actually back in Colorado the very next month. So this was in November of last year. I was having dinner with Ken Davis, and Ken Davis came to me and says, Cliff, you know, I see you up on the stage and I know enough about you. I've actually spoken at all of his conferences for the Platform Conference. And he says, I know that you've been wanting to take care of yourself in the fitness and health area. He goes, I'm going to offer something to you. He goes, you maybe don't know my story, but I used to be severely obese myself. I had a situation where I lost my granddaughter in the mountains, and I thought that I wasn't physically able to do the things required to help find her. Thankfully, my granddaughter was found, but that radically changed my life.
Wow.
And I want to tell you about it. And so he shared his story. He says, if you're interested, I would like to personally mentor you in the area of health and fitness. And I recall just a couple days earlier, my friend Ray Edwards and I were having a conversation, and Ray had been very successful in a workout routine and had experienced a lot of success in his own fitness and health journey. And he said he has a workout partner, and his workout partner is his son. And I said, you know, back when I was working out, I always found that having a workout partner was almost demotivational because inevitably schedules don't work out and this and that. And it's just easier for me to go on my own. Huh. And he sat there, he goes, you know, I had the same experience, but I think what's different for me this time is that it's with my son. And so finally, for the first time, I have a workout partner that I don't want to let down. And,
wow.
And those words stuck with me because then Ken offers to be my mentor 2 days after hearing that phrase.
Wow.
And in my mind, I'm like, well, Ken is somebody that I look up to. I highly esteem him, and he's somebody who I wouldn't want to ruin how he thinks about me and my devotion to commitments and things like that. And I'm like, you know what? This is somebody I wouldn't want to let down. And here somebody is offering to help me, mentor me. Ken says, if you say yes, I'm going to ask you to make a couple of commitments. And let me tell you what those commitments are first. Commitment number one is that he wanted me to read his book, Fully Alive, so that I would know him and his story and what's motivated him, and to know about his journey of how he's gotten to where he is. By the way, he was just getting ready to turn 70 years old, and he's out there in the same Colorado mountains, and he's literally running 5 miles up the mountains.
Wow.
So this guy is a whole lot more fit than I am, obviously. And so he wanted me to read his book, and he says, I'm going to ask you to commit to reading a second book. And this book is called Younger Next Year. And it's written by, it's two authors. One is a doctor and one is his patient. He warned me that there is some stuff in there that I probably would not agree with as far as evolutionary stuff. But outside of that, the science about the biology of exercise and physical fitness and heart rates and stuff like that, that's all super solid information. He goes, I would want you to read that. And he says, in that book, it's going to suggest that you make some commitments to working out and some other areas of life. And he goes, and those are the other commitments I want you to make. And here's where he starts to pour it on thick. He says, Cliff, I want you to make a commitment to working out 6 days a week, every week, for the rest of your life.
Wow.
And he says, not only that, but it's a minimum of 45 minutes a day. And two of those days have to be strength training, lifting weights. And the other days are cardio. And then he poured on one more commitment. He says, in May, there's going to be a triathlon in Nashville, and I want you to do that triathlon with me.
Wow. Talk about commitment, man.
Yeah. And all of this is sitting at a dinner table. You know, my wife and I are sitting down at a dinner table with him and his wife, Diane. And I sat there, I said, Ken, I'll tell you what, let me pray about this and get back to you. And he says, okay. And I said, Ken, I'm in. like literally like seconds later. Cause I that's when I told him, I said, let me explain to you about my recent history, this offer from a friend of mine or from this guy I don't know, because I call him a friend today. But anyway, I told him about the fact that somebody had offered to help, but I just wasn't feeling it, you know, and then the conversation with Ray, and I said, you know what? I think you're the answer to the prayer that I've been praying for the last couple of weeks. And I'm ready to do this. I'm making that commitment. And so on November 14th, 2014, I made the decision that I was going to live fully alive every day. And I would work out 6 days a week, every week for the rest of my life. And all of those commitments that I had made to Ken, I read his book. I read Younger Next Year. For the past year, I have worked out 6 days a week, every week, without fail. And I have completed that triathlon with Ken. So that's what got all of this started. And I will tell you, my life is so drastically different today. For the first time in pursuing health and fitness, this hasn't been about how do I look in front of others when they see me. It's not it's not the vanity anymore. It's not the weight, you know, how much do I weigh? This is all about living a healthy lifestyle. And what radically changed my life and my mindset about everything was the book Younger Next Year. And it was when I learned about the cellular level of what happens when we do physical activity, when we get out there and we're exercising, when there are these things called cytokines. And the cytokines are chemical things in our blood system that when we work out, it actually can change the message of what's going on, what our blood actually is doing inside of our body. And I learned that from the time you turn 40 on, there's this natural decay message that is consistently flowing through your bloodstream, through all areas of your body. And it's literally breaking down and shutting things down. The only way that you can reverse that is through intentional physical activity. You get your heart rate up and you sustained a higher heart rate for somewhere between 20 minutes or more. And the more you do, the better. What happens is these cytokines actually produce a different type of cytokine. The short reference for them is C10s. And all of a sudden you go in, you work out for 45 minutes, you're coursing C10 cytokines all through your body, and it's actually building up repair messages. It's actually improving your immune system. It's actually literally working against cancerous cells in your body. A friend of mine that I've been talking to lately, Dr. Clark Gaither, he came onto my podcast, and he's a medical doctor. He's been a medical doctor for, I don't know if it's 15 or 25 years, I can't remember. But anyway, when he was on my podcast, he told me, Cliff, most people don't know this, but the average person literally has cancer in their body several times throughout their lifetime and never knows about it.
Wow.
And the reason why is because our body's immune system will actually fight it off. And that's designed to fight off. And what also I learned in Younger Next Year is that a majority of disease and all kinds of other illnesses can be completely eliminated with regular intentional physical activity, working out 6 days a week, every week for the rest of your life.
Wow.
So that motivated me. And as you have seen, and if anybody's interested, I have a website called podcastanswerman.com. And if you go to podcastanswerman.com/6 months, I started a blog post 6 months ago. It actually shows some before and after photos of me with my shirt on, of what I looked like in November 2014 compared to May 2015. But if you keep scrolling down that post, I've updated it several times since then. But then there's also the photo at the very bottom that shows the before photo of me without my shirt on and what I looked like 1 year later without my shirt on. I actually am looking at the post now. It says, 1 year ago, I weighed 268 pounds. Today, this was 1 year later, I weighed in at 211 pounds. And I wrote that the scale shows that I'm down 57 pounds total. However, these pictures do reflect the fact that I've burned 72 pounds of fat and I've built more than 15 pounds of pure muscle.
Wow. Wow. I'm there right now too. And yeah, for you to post what you did last week. And again, whenever people are watching this or listening to it, they can, you know, they can do the math. But I mean, your face alone, you know, on those shots, you look like a different person. You have fire in your eyes. You're more alive, as you've mentioned. And Cliff, I'm with you, man. When I started my entrepreneurial journey back about 3 years ago, one of the things that I did, not 6 days a week, but one of the things I did at least 3 days a week was just crush it physically with some pretty crazy dudes. And it gives you an edge. I mean, wouldn't you agree that we are holistic people? And for you to say you were a keynote speaker, you were crushing it in business, you were making it happen, but then you felt this part of you that was dead. But now talk about this alignment. How do you see one fueling the other? Confidence, adrenaline, excitement, passion. Talk about that integration.
Absolutely. So before, I pretty much relied on my results in business and in finances to fuel my feeling of value and self-worth. I had felt so terrible about how I look and feel physically that I'm like, okay, well, I'm not excelling in that. So what am I going to do? I pour all of my time, effort, and energy into work and business. There have been times where over the past 10 years, a majority of it is me working 12, 14 hours a day, many times 6 or 7 days a week, just not pulling myself away from it, always driven towards the next big business or financial goal.
Sure.
And every time I reach one of those, it's like, yes. But, you know, 4 to 6 times a year, I'm speaking on a stage, and every single time I go out there, it was horrible. So we've covered all of that. But here's what I can tell you now is that now I don't actually consider myself, I don't think about my value or self-worth in how I, in my business or my finances. And I can tell you it's not even in how I look physically, although I can tell you I am more confident in how I look physically.
Sure.
By evidence of the photos that I posted in that blog post over at podcastanswerman.com/6 months. But anyway, what I can tell you is that I feel more confident because I've been able to unlock in my mind the success principles that I was using in business. And I was able to find out that those things are easily transferable to any and all other areas of life. And what those principles are for me is setting goals, having a vision of what the future looks like, and making a commitment to living out those goals consistently, without fail, with no excuses, pouring all of who you are into that new identity. That's what I did. I took every time I set out a goal. I mean, here I was, a guy with very little speaking, you know, skill and very little speaking experience. And within 3 years, I'm actually an internationally known keynote speaker at conferences. How did I achieve that? Well, I set it as a goal. I envisioned it. I wrote it down and started developing a plan. I went and trained for it, read books, went to conferences such as the SCORE conference twice, you know, taking that to the next level. And so that's how I succeeded there. How did I succeed in business? Well, every year I said, this is what I want to achieve in my business. And I'm like, okay, now how do I do that? And I poured myself into it, and I was relentless in my pursuit of that vision. And what happened and how I achieved this success in my physical fitness and health is because 1 year ago, I said, this is who I want to be. I want to be able to say in 1 year from now that I have worked out 6 days a week, every single week. I actually want to have results that will reflect that. And I had in my mind what I wanted to look like. And I was not going to let any excuse get in the way of that result. And in fact, I even made the decision to cut back in my business in 2015 so that I would put my, I would go to the other extreme of being from a workaholic to a workoutaholic.
Nice.
I do feel more confident because, you know, I woke up this morning at 4:45 and by 5:15 I'm at the gym and I am on a spin class training bike and went 45 minutes hard this morning, followed it up with some Stairmaster afterwards. And I logged in and said, you know what? I've achieved the most important thing that I could do today.
It's fantastic.
Now everything else is just icing on the cake.
Well, and Cliff, you've had a not only personal transformation, but I've been going to, what is it, hashtag train with Cliff.
Yep.
I've been there recently. And when I ran this morning while it was still dark outside in Ohio weather, you know, who was I thinking about? I thought, hey, Cliff's out there doing his thing. I got to be out doing my thing. And you've kind of started this viral movement where other people are realizing, look, you can have all the money in the bank, but if your health, I think you said it to me recently, you said, Cary, I had the body of a 60 some year old.
Yep.
And 1 year later, you've been telling those little messengers inside your body, repair rather than decay. And I think we're all blessed because of it. Why don't you tell us this, Cliff? You know, here at Igniting Souls, we believe that the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire, that the glory of God is a man or woman fully alive, and the converse is correct, that the most damaging thing in the life of a child is the unlived life of the parent. You're a guy who's lived it up this last year. Talk to someone who says, Cary, Cliff, I've never been that guy or that gal to run, to walk, to move. I've never done that. I don't want to do that. Talk to us about that. What would you say to that person?
I would say, first and foremost, just know that you can change your life, and that even though you've tried in the past and maybe have not succeeded in being consistent, don't give up. I've been there. I've tried in the past and have failed many, many times, but eventually something can and will come along if you are on the lookout for it that can drastically change your life and make that a permanent lifestyle change. I would highly recommend, if you're looking to significantly improve your life in the area of health and fitness, I can't recommend this book highly enough. It's Younger Next Year. And I'm going to see if I can pull it up here. I think if I go to gspn.tv/younger next year, it takes me right to it. And I'll tell you who the authors are. But the book Younger Next Year by Chris Crawley and Henry S. Lodge. If you're a believer like I am and you believe that we were created by God and not evolved from an amoeba over millions of years, then chances are you're going to be kind of turned off by some of the language from the doctor author in this book. But if you can get over that and just realize that there is documented science behind the chapters where he talks about the biology of exercise and the biology of strength training and what's happening inside of your body, I found that to be the motivation I needed to continue on with my commitment to make this a lifelong thing.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to bring you on to my tribe for a couple of reasons. One, you are fantastic at what you do. I always thought that. I mean, you come highly referenced by one of our mutual friends, Dan Miller, and he's just sung your praises. I stopped at your house with my business partner, David, on the way to a baseball game last year or something like that. And I just fell in love with everything you're doing. I mean, you believe in excellence. You believe in serving God and people. I love it. But the other thing is, I know a lot of my listeners have a podcast in them. They want to be podcasters. Maybe they want to take it to another level. I wanted to introduce them to you because I think you're doing fantastic things in general. But then also later in 2016, I want to just promote your stuff because I think it's fantastic. So Cliff, thanks for all that you're doing. Maybe one last thought, one last quote just to inspire someone, one last little tidbit, and then we'll call it a wrap.
All right. So here's my little closing thought here. When I signed up for this triathlon back in November of last year, I thought that that was going to be the real motivator for me. And that's what was going to be necessary for me to train to work out on a consistent basis. It was an early motivator. But once I got to chapter, I think it was 5 or chapter 6 of this book, Younger Next Year, and read The Biology of Exercise, all of a sudden that triathlon meant nothing to me because it was all about actually sending the right chemical messages through my body. Wow. And I told Ken this. I said, Ken, I almost regret that I committed to the triathlon because I could care less about it. He goes, oh, wait till you go across the finish line, Cliff. You'll change your tune because as soon as you go through that finish line, you'll immediately want to sign up for the next one. I said, Ken, I respect you. I'll keep an open mind and we'll, you know, I'm willing to be wrong on this one. And so I that day I went across the finish line and he was right. It felt great. But you know what? I had been feeling that same feeling every single day I worked out because I am not training for an event. What I found, Carrie, is that many people, a lot of people who I know who sign up for triathlons and marathons and stuff like that, they train, and they are consistent all the way up to the day of the event. And once they cross the finish line, within days and sometimes weeks, they go back to their old lifestyle.
Wow.
And for me, I'm not training for an event. I'm training for life. I'm training for my 80s. I'm training for my 90s. And so every single day that I actually complete a minimum of 45 minutes of workout, I cross the finish line. In fact, I celebrate it by taking a picture of myself in a selfie form, put the hashtag train with Cliff on it, and I post it to my social media. So my suggestion is if you do sign up for an event, go for it. But don't let this be all about training for an event. Train for life, train for every day, and make that commitment for the rest of your life. That was the key for me.
Love it. Folks, thanks for tuning in today. This was Cliff Ravenscraft, and we can find you, I know, a bunch of places. What's the one place that you think we should go first?
For this topic, go to pursuingabalancedlife.com.
pursuingabalancedlife.com. And folks, check out Cliff, see what he's doing, and take what he shared. Check out that book and begin to train for life as well, because life is short. It's a gift, and let's make it count.
You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.